Back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker!
Here's the streaker!
Davies got back! He's got a throw!
Threw it
now
to
he's
the streaker!
It. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down! And we got security getting after him! He's into the Sam, you call it!
He's into the end zone and he's breakdown! In the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security and he's
Security
fell down.
Go!
Security is gone.
He's gone. For
get up the fence.
Oh, he's
gone. You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He is gonna put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening today. You are currently listening to King Kong and Barbecue Show off of their self-titled album. That song is called Love You So. I hope you guys are all having a great week so far. Halloween is quickly approaching. Doesn't really feel like it. Maybe it's just because I've been so freaking busy. But hopefully you guys have awesome costume ideas and awesome party plans coming up. I will be working both the Friday and the Saturday evening, might I add. So I'm not going to be doing anything extremely exciting for the Halloween weekend. I'll just be working a lot. Although, I think Sin City, the local fetish night, is having a medieval-themed fetish night on the Sunday, November 1st, at Celebrities, All Saints Day. So maybe I'll go to that, because I am pretty into, you know, medieval things. That could get really awkward. I don't really have a lot to talk about this week. Well, actually, I guess maybe I have a bit. I will tell you guys a bit about our annual fun drive coming up. It is coming up in the middle of November or so. And as always, I'll have awesome prizes to give away. So I'll talk about that later. I'll tell you all about what it is and why we have it and the awesome prizes that you can win if you donate to our annual funding drive. I'm actually feeling extremely self-conscious right now. I was playing a video game with some of my friends. I was playing it on Xbox, and I was playing it online. So I was playing with a lot of my friends, and one of them, Jordan, I was using one of those really, really nerdy headset microphone things. It was like a team-oriented game, okay? And it's a really good way of, you know, keeping communication between all the people playing. Ooh, that's awesome, Luke. Oh, extra prizes. And at some point he told me, and like everybody else playing, he was like, "You really sound like a man, Marielle, over this Xbox headset." And I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And he said, and I told him, I was like, "Well, you know what? Like everyone who I play with kind of sounds the same over this really shitty communication system." And he's like, "Well, yeah, but that just makes you sound like a man." And so now, and then he went on to say that it wasn't like just because of the headset. He says that I sounded like a man because I have a radio show and I'm used to talking from my diaphragm. And so now I'm extremely self-conscious about how masculine or feminine I may or may not sound. And so I don't really feel like talking a lot today because I don't want you guys to think that I am a man. And it doesn't help that you can't see me because you don't know what I look like. You just know what I sound like. And if I sound like a man, then you probably think that I am a man. But I am not. And that is all I have to say. This is a losing battle. I can't, there's no way that I can win this. So I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to stop talking about this. I am going to get to some music because that is why you guys are listening. If you are interested and checking out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for many other wonderful shows on our fine radio station through our website, which is citr.ca. So check that out. Right now, though, I want to get to some Gallows, their newest album out. It's called Great Britain. I really, really like it. This is a song called I Dread the Night on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Trying painted.
Working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
What are you doing on Halloween? How about making a difference? Join us for Trick or Eat, an event where students go door-to-door in university neighborhoods to collect food and raise awareness of hunger in Vancouver. Last year, Trick or Eat raised over 6,600 pounds of food. Join the over 400 students dressed up in true Halloween style on Saturday, October 31st, 2009, from 4 to 7:30 p.m. to make a big difference. Whatever your plans, make Trick or Eat a part of your evening. A few hours of your time can make a huge difference in the lives of Vancouver's hungry and poor. This year, we are specifically looking for people to drive their cars to help transport food from nearby communities back to campus for Trick or Eat. If you have a car and would be willing to donate your time, please email ubc@mealexchange.com.
Let's go.
All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'm your host. You just heard Fucked Up off of their album, The Chemistry of Common Life. That song was called Days of Last, and that album actually won the Polaris Prize this year, which is awesome. Congratulations to them. When I heard that they were nominated for it, I thought that was a long shot, but I didn't think that they'd actually get it, and they won, and that makes me pretty happy. Before Fucked Up, I played Cursed off of their album 3. That song was called Into the Hive, a band that is sadly no longer together. Before that was Every Time I Die off of their latest album, New Junk Aesthetic. That song was called White Smoke. And I started off that set with Gallows off of Great Britain. That song was called I Dread the Night. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, check out what I play every week. It's like the same shit every week, I swear. The website is weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can check out podcasts for my show and for other shows on CITR through our website, which is citr.ca. A band that has a new album out is Converge. Their latest album, Axe to Fall, just came out this past Tuesday, October 20th. I haven't heard it yet. I don't think we have a copy here at the station yet for whatever reason, but they've released a single. It's the title track, and they have released a video for it as well. And because I don't really have the album here with me, I wanted to play the video so that you could hear the song, but I would have to play it streaming over the internet and then put that through the mixing board, and it just sounds really shitty. It doesn't sound great, and it doesn't do it any justice. So check it out yourself. The video and also the album is called Axe to Fall, and it's a pretty short song, and the video is pretty disturbing. Actually, the description that I read for the video says, well, let me just read this to you. Captures the song's breakneck speed and ferocity perfectly. The short follows excruciating scenes of torture and masochism that give birth to an awe-inspiring biomechanical abomination. Sounds great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some classic Converge for you. This new album, Axe to Fall, was produced by their guitarist, Kurt, who also produced my three other favorite Converge albums, Jane Doe, You Fail Me, and No Heroes. And I'm going to be playing something off of Jane Doe for you right now. And as always, their lead singer, Jacob Bannon, who is an amazing visual artist, has done the album art for Axe to Fall. So check it out. It should be amazing stuff once I hear it, and hopefully by next week I'll get a copy so I can play it for you guys. This is The Broken Vow off of Jane Doe by Converge on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. You are listening to Cancer Bats off of their first album, Birthing the Giant. That song that you heard was called French Immersion. Part of that was This Is Hell off of a split EP that they released with the Cancer Bats. That was a cover of a Cancer Bats song called Shillelagh. That 7-inch, I don't believe you can get any more. I think it was only available on tour. It's on pretty clear red vinyl, and it features one song by This Is Hell and one song by the Cancer Bats, and then also each of the bands does a cover of a song by the other, and it's pretty sweet. The album art is also amazing. I guess the sleeve art for this. I don't even know who drew all of these designs. Doesn't even say, but it's a good time, that 7-inch. Before that was The Transmitters off of their Busy Singles compilation. That song was called Nervous Breakdown, a cover of White Heat, actually. And before that was Converge off of Jane Doe. That song was called The Broken Vow. It's probably one of my favorite Converge songs off of one of my favorite Converge albums. There you go. I hope you guys are ready for concert listings. You better be, because I'm about to read them right now. That's what I'm going to do. There are a lot of shows coming up. We have a few more this month, and there's a lot coming up in November, and also a lot happening in the new year. As far as Halloween parties go, I haven't heard of a lot, except for one. I've heard of one that kind of piques my interest that I wouldn't even really be able to go to because I got to work. I got to work both Friday and Saturday. Total bummer, dudes. But on Saturday, 31st, at Pub 340, you can check out Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. They're a local Lovecraftian band, and their lead singer, Torin, I had on my show last Thursday, if you were listening. And they always put on a great show. It's always a good time, and they always dress up in costume, and it's always a different costume every time, and it's costumes that they make themselves at home. So I hope that persuades you to go somewhat. Other shows happening this month being the month of October, Shonen Knife. Japanese kind of pop rock girls. They put on a fun show. They're playing October 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And then two nights later, Propagandi are playing in Vancouver. They're playing October 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. And then I think that is... Oh, and then Moonspell, Samael, and Divine Heresy are also playing. That is happening October 27th at Venue. Venue, of course, used to be Plaza on Granville, like Granville and Smythe, and then shut down, got renovated, now the Venue. So there you go. And then in November, we have a whole bunch of shows coming to Vancouver. Beginning of November, Art Brut is coming to Vancouver. They're playing November 3rd at the Biltmore. The Misfits are playing November 10th at Venue, but like, you know, Misfits minus Danzig. I don't know. I might end up going to that. Still could be a good time, right? Right? Sure. Then the next night, the Dropkick Murphys are playing. That is happening November 11th at the Commodore Ballroom. And Sephirim are playing with Blackguard and XDO and some other bands. That is happening November 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. And then a couple of days later, Trivium are playing with Chimera. And Darkest Hour is happening November 24th at the Commodore Ballroom. What else is going on? Oh, actually, beginning of November, if you are a ska fan, the Mad Caddies are also playing. They're playing November 4th at Venue Nightclub. The Ravenettes are also coming to Vancouver. They're playing November 5th, also at Venue. And I might have tickets to give away for that. Maybe, perhaps I will do that next week. Yeah, let's say next week. Another metal show coming up. Elu Viti. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Elu Viti. It looks like that, but it doesn't sound very metal. So I don't know. Don't know if I'm saying that correctly. They're playing with Ailstorm and Belphegor. That is happening November 25th at the Red Room. No? Is that the Red Room? I think I wrote something down. It looks like Red Room. then in December, Hatebreed are playing with Cannibal Corpse and Unearth. That is happening December 2nd at the Commodore Ballroom. What else is going on? Not a whole lot after that. I don't know if I want to announce anything else because it seems kind of too far in the future. Anvil's playing next year in February, but whatever. That is a mile away from now. And actually, what else did I want to tell you about? There's one more show I wanted to mention. Gallows. They're playing two shows. I played Gallows for you a while ago. If you're listening and doing your homework, you would know who I'm talking about. They're playing with Flogging Molly, interestingly enough. They're playing two shows here in Vancouver, October 29th and October 30th, both at the Commodore. There you go. That's all. That's all I got for you. That's all. And now I'm starting to think whether I sound like a man or not. Ah! Curse you, Jordan, for making me self-conscious. Right now, I'm going to play some Coalesce for you. They have a new album out called Ox. It is their first album that they put out in like a decade. I think it's been like 10 years or something like that. It is a great album, in my opinion. Maybe you don't think so. And they also have an EP coming out pretty soon. It's an EP with 5 new songs. It looks like Ox EP, but apparently you pronounce it Oxep, which I don't know. That's what I've been told. So the Oxep EP is coming out pretty soon, and you can pre-order it through their website and through their MySpace, I do believe. And as is the custom with a lot of internet pre-order things, they will throw in some goodies for you. And what makes this interesting is that if you pre-order this EP, you get a hoodie, which looks pretty cool. It has some of the album art on it. You get a classic Zippo lighter with the Ox album art, like cover art, engraved on it. And you also get a knife. This is what I have heard and read. You get a knife with a black blade, and it has the band name and their album art engraved on both sides. So there you go. I'm almost tempted to pre-order it just for the knife. Not because I would really need a knife for anything, but just because it seems kind of kitschy and kind of like, oh, I've never gotten a knife when I've pre-ordered an album before. Now I have. One of those things to check off. So if you're interested in their pre-order knives, Coalesce, check those guys out or something. I don't know. Anyways, this is a song called Wild Ox Moan. It is my favorite song off of this album, and they're having a remix contest, actually. If you are an audio engineer, if you know how to work that kind of software, and if you're interested in participating, check out their website. They have, if you want to enter the contest, you can download the different tracks and sections of this song, Wild Ox Moan, for your, you know, artistic use, and then you get to remake it, redo it, and then submit it, and I don't know, you get to win boasting rights and other awesome things. So this is Wild Ox Moan by Coalesce on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Gotta hear that wild ox moan.
Hey there. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. You just heard The Rebel Spell off of the Vancouver Punk as Fuck Volume 2 compilation. That song was called I Am a Rifle. And before that, I played Coalesce off of their album Ox. That song was called Wild Ox Moan. If you were interested in checking out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for other CITR shows like Robin's show, which is coming up next, through our website, which is citr.ca. So stay tuned for Robin. It's on a roll here.
I'm looking at cats.
I don't care what you're looking at. Stay tuned for Robin. He's coming up next. He is hosting the Inkstud Show, a show all about comic books. And then at 3 o'clock, we have, what is it called? Japanese Music Quest. And then at 3:30, French Connection. So got an afternoon of nerdery and, I don't know, multicultural shows
nerds.
Lined up. Nerds. Every day is a nerd day for me. It's the life I live. They have no social life. Anyways, I'm going to leave you off now with some Andrew WK off of the split EP that he put out with the Evaporators and Nardwuar. His song's called Oh Canada. Thank you very much for listening and calling in, guys. You guys are awesome, as always. I'll be back next Thursday. Have a great week and take care of yourselves.